out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Today's study will be a song called Aranel. This is a funny little song recorded on the Genius of Modern Music and also on the album Crisscross 1963. That's the one I'm going to use mostly as a reference, as that's the one I've listened to more, and there's a couple little things in there that I like. So let's start with the melody. So so this is a pretty conventional thing, just 1, 2, 3, 6. Or not really 6, but you know, 5 and 2. Then it goes to a very strange chord. So it takes a left turn right away. So usually play it up here. This all sounds very normal, right? G major, A minor, B minor, E7. And the melody is basically diatonic. It's exactly diatonic, yeah. Now this is this chord. It's kind of like when A major 7. So we got A, C sharp, G sharp. But the chord is a B flat minor. Kind of like a B. So when you put that on a B flat in the bass, you get a kind of a B flat minor, major 7, but with also with a dominant 7, a flat 7. It reminds me of a little of, you know, my dear. No. there's a C minor that has a major 7th and the flat 7, but it's a much different kind of voicing. Here the major 7 and the flat 7 are right next to each other, creating that dissonance in the middle of the chord. Here they're spread out. So I'm playing B flat, A, D flat, and I guess I'm not going to call it G sharp, I'll call it a, well, maybe it is a G sharp. No, I call it A flat. Yeah. It's a little hard to get with a thumb. I think I'd probably rather do it just like this with a bar. And on the, he also does the little intro where he goes, I was playing it at the beginning of the tape, there it goes. So he's hitting that, but he's not really hitting that B flat, so it sounds almost like an A major 7. See, without that B flat, it sounds like A major 7. But with the B flat, it becomes a kind of weird minor chord. So, and the melody is... Really, that's like landing on a B flat, kind of more traditional minor 11th. So it's like, so with the chords. And then it has this little counter line. Kind of like in Panonica. That thing. It reminds me of that. It's not quite the same, but it's similar. It goes so... A minor 11, A flat, sorry, B flat minor 11 to an E flat 7 sharp 11. Get my hand a little closer. Let me move this chair over a little bit, get a better angle. So, this is a G major 9th. It's like an A minor 9th. B minor 7. Seven. Then that B flat minor major 7 flat 7, I don't really know what to call it. Now the rest of the A section is pretty simple. So that's just like a, you know, this is in the key of G, you know, this is in the key of G, so it's like a 2. You can do this fingering different kinds of ways. You can even hit the open A straight down the scale. Minor 4 to like an F. 7 with a sharp 11. I'm playing a C minor 7th here. Like an F9 with a sharp 11. On some of these chords, I'm adding like a 9th or something just because, like this chord, when Monk plays it, I don't think he plays a 9th in there, but it's much easier to play it on guitar when you have the 9th. Same here. And then into a 2 and up this arpeggio. A flat 13. However you want to play it. So voicings I'm using there are just regular minor seventh. A flat 13. And then the melody is F sharp to an E. And a nice open sixth voicing. 1-5-3-6. Then it goes to an A flat 6. This is the monk voice. That's the voicing that I hear on the tape there, which is a four note thing. So I'm gonna play that melody for the A section, nice and slow. Sorry. Instead of it goes it's the same thing 2-5-1, but it's just the first ending and then the next one. Oh, sorry. So first ending, second ending. Okay. The bridge. The bridge is kind of, again, following a typical thing, kind of going towards a four chord. D minor, kind of a... it doesn't really go to the four chord, it goes to like a four dominant chord. But in any case, it's like D minor... kind of a G7 to a kind of a C7, but the melody is right up the arpeggio. 1, 2, 3, 4. So what the weird thing is, it ends up, normally you would hear like, or you might expect, that's up the scale, but it goes the line. So how do we finger it? I think better is here. This is better. Rather than this. That's weird. I'm fingering this is 10th position. 3-1-1-4-2. But that doesn't... Then you gotta go... You gotta kind of get down here somehow. So better is on 7th position. 1-3-3-1-4. Then you have all the notes there. So 1-3-3-1-4-3, and then a turn. There's only one stroke here. The rest is all fingers. Then you end on this B flat. So the lick is. So, you can try to hit the bass note with the B flat, that would be a G. That's kind of nice. line, the move to practice would be. I'm using the thumb here, but I'm not probably going to use it for the whole thing. Let's see. I'm just using it because I like the sound of it. Then it goes on the G7, so it does a diminished off the that you would use for the G7, starting on the flat 7th. F diminished, right? F, A flat, B, D. And then walks up to the E natural. That's the line. Another turn there. Walk up to the E flat. I mean to the E natural, and then turn off the C to a D. Minor second. Resolve it to that. So it's like. So that first part of the bridge is. Try and get some bass notes. See what I did there? Go. The 4-in-1 playing this. Collapses into this C6 voicing. Not super easy, but. Okay, that's the first four bars of the bridge, and then it goes to a C minor. See, all this sounds fairly conventional, so. You know, this is stuff that you might hear, but it has, of course, these super specific little twists to it that Monk does, so. C minor, 7th, right? Now this is a. This is a little slightly, very similar, but slightly different. Starting at the end of one again, with an we have this was the first time. Now we have goes up a C minor, kind of starting on the major 7th, and then up the C minor triad. And then instead of ending that on the B flat, goes one more note. Because it's kind of doing an F7, right? This is like da 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 da. Try to get it on the right on the note. Kind of tough. Might just get it after. Because there's plenty of time there. Yeah, I'm talking about getting the bass note, where to put it. Yeah, it's too hard. Decide whether to pluck this last thing or not. Or you can go. That's a little too awkward. turnaround at the end of the bridge. It's kind of like a B minor 7 to a B flat 7 to an E flat major 7 to a D 7 with like a flat 5. So, typical voicing here. I'm just playing a big bar chord. But really, I'm just hitting kind of these three notes are the most important. I'm just putting the fifth in the voicing so in case I hit it by accident, it doesn't sound bad. Like, that's no good, but it's all right if I hit it there. And then B flat 7. Now this E flat major is not a major 7, it's more like a major 6, which you might call C minor over E flat, because you got to hit this C in the melody. That's the melody, so. Maybe it sounds better plucked. I'll have to make a decision about that. Actually, don't have to make a decision, because do whatever feels best in the moment when you're playing, but there's a certain thing I wanted to get into on this. I'll get into that in a second. Let me finish the tune. So the whole bridge is... sloppy. Let me try that again. Okay, and then back to the head again. Turned off. Is it still recording? Okay, just checking. Looked like it had stopped recording. That's why I got confused there. Let me do that last A section again. Oh boy, I keep going to a D minor 7 there for some reason. That's a mistake. The same as the second A, as you often find in AABA forms. So that's the idea. Now, for some reason, when I was recording this, I thought it would sound nice to use octaves, which makes it way harder, but it sounds kind of cool. On the recording, I use octaves for the whole melody, and I think in playing it now, it doesn't seem that practical for a live version, but you can kind of do a lot of it. So... or even. Yeah. Now for this, I would go. If I try and do octaves for the whole thing, a little too frantic. So, and that last one, I'll land with the chords. This is kind of integrated chords, octaves, and melody. So let me go. Mm-hmm.
So that can be. For the bridge, it's going to be tough to play those. I did it on the recording, but I think it took me a lot of takes. Because when you go to play something like... those are hard. To do a turn with octaves is really hard for me. So I think this I just play regular. I hit a couple accents with the octaves. Like those notes. Oh. That's nice. Then again. So from the bridge beginning. Best plucked, I think. Feels better to me. Just because it has a little more counterpoint going on. Either way. So, the whole tune real slow. And I'll put up a little practice video, I mean a performance video after this. You know, I think this is a nice one to, it's just, it works. The melody fits pretty well because it's high, so it fits pretty well with these octaves. And I like playing the octaves not really trying to do it, you know, the way Wes Montgomery or George Vincent did it, but just kind of in a way that makes the melody thicker and sort of more intentional. All right, so we'll see you next time around. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.